Right now on VFN TV, we have two prophets that are going to be speaking, releasing words for 2018, Chuck Pierce and Rich Vera, specifically talking about the structure of the church, the way we've been functioning, how God's going to just finally just break loose those things that have been holding us back. I'm excited about that. Also, those that have been struggling in the past, that this judgment thing is over with for the church in regards to, you know, coming in this new life. Those that have been faithful in God, will be talking about that from Rich Vera. God saw your faithfulness. He's going to respond to your faithfulness. And also the NFL and sports, you saw what's been happening. Well, God's going to bring judgment on that and just show himself mighty in that. And finally, there's going to be a reversal of the sexual revolution in the White House right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos. We are so excited, aren't we, John, about these prophetic words. It's important to start your year off right, and just no point, no matter when you're getting this, receive it. This is a word that God is putting out for his people.
It's the word of the Lord. You want to know what God is saying.
Yes, and so many of you possibly have been just struggling, you know, and under this great oppression. You're doing the right thing, the best you know how, in the grace of God. But yet it seems like nothing was working out. But guess what? Things are happening. Things are restructuring. And there's people, you know, John, that have just been, many who have been frustrated, according to George Barna, the Barna Group. Many people have statistically surveyed out to say they're just sick and tired of the way church has been, and they're ready for what it's going to be. And God already has an idea what he wants his church. He had an original idea for that. But Chuck Pierce is speaking specifically about the systems, the way, you know, the way that we're doing things in the church. Is gonna, you're gonna be so excited if that's you. I'm listening, and if you've been one that's leading that, you're gonna be encouraged, because it's okay for you to move in the direction of what God is saying. Check it out, Chuck Pierce.
So many Christians have been bored with church, and they're not bored with God. They're not bored with reading their Bible. They're not bored with praying. But there's like an exodus out of churches. You're saying we need to reverse
that. They're bored with an old wineskin. They're bored with the church that didn't shift. See, church you build. And Jesus said, seek ye first. Now, remember, this year's about first. Seek ye first the kingdom. That means this year is about unlocking, not just what you have been had built in the past. It's unlocking your future. You unlock the kingdom. You build the church. And see, what happens is, if we quit unlocking the kingdom, if we quit moving in God's plan for how he wants to move, our structure gets old. I've written about that in several books, but this is the key. This year comes with the way to understand it is, it's the book of Ruth this year. See, Ruth is linked with the mother, the grandmother, the widow, the field. It's linked with the gates, coming to the gate of the city. It is the book of the year. And it's linked with a moment where all of a sudden Ruth, Naomi, after Ruth making covenant with her and aligning with her, all of a sudden Naomi says, honey, we can't keep going the way you're doing. You're gleaning, and you've been gleaning in the best fields here, but we've got to make a shift. And remember what she says to Ruth, you've got to change clothes. You've got to take off your old garment. You've got to take a bath. You've got to have a new anointing, and then you have to go down to the threshing floor. That's what the year looks like. We got to take off our old garment, our old sorrows from the past season. We've got to make a shift with a new anointing, and we've got to be willing to go into the harvest field. And I think that's why I had the visitation.
This is so exciting. We've got to be willing to go into the harvest field. But the thing about it is, if what we were doing was, we resisted it, we didn't like it, it wouldn't feel good. People don't want to go into the harvest field and tell people, listen, you need to come to this. You need to come to that. And it's like, it's hard to to convince somebody of something that you're not convinced of yourself.
Correct.
And that's not a negative thing in the context of the structure, because God is restructuring the church. I mean, what is the prophetic word that came from the young prophetic man down in Lakeland in Tampa?
Jeremiah Johnson.
Jeremiah Johnson, and he has a whole list. We did it. We'll refer to it.
Oh, powerful.
But it specifically was, it's just, you know, people are demanding relationship.
They're not looking for platform ministry anymore. No. You know, Paul said we not only shared the gospel, paraphrasing, but we shared our lives.
Right.
And that's what people are wanting, interactive community. Don't tell me how, show me how.
Yeah, and the Lord showed me specifically that the stage is not going to be there no more. You're not going to be able to stand on that stage. But people also are intimidated about relationship. They're thinking, like, will they even follow me if they know me? The truth is, if Christ is in you and he's called you to be able to lead, they're going to follow you.
Right.
It's his voice they're hearing through you and your leadership. And if they leave you, they weren't meant to be with you to begin with. But listen, that pressure leaves when you begin to function. Because, by the way, when you allow God to be God in his church, which he is, we're going to have a word coming up from Kent Christmas. You got to be able to hear that word. He is going to take over his church and just and move in a certain way. But understand, when he does that, the pressure's off of you. And you direct people, say, listen, don't be looking to me. He's God. I'm not God. I'm telling you about who he is. And you start bringing people into an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. And listen, if you haven't yet gone to iabide.org, you got to go there, because we have a free abiding plan for you. Get ahead of the game. We have people all around the world. If you're one of the ones that's already signed up, you know, Tasmania, Australia, South Africa, Zimbabwe, South America, Brazil, all the states of America, all over the place, you're signing up. If you hadn't gotten your, we got a free gift for you, but just get ahead of the game, because God loves you personally and he wants to spend time with you. And he has secrets he talks about in Proverbs 1 that he wants to share with you. But we have to actually come to him and know that he rewards those who diligently seek him, know him, know that that's what he's called you to do. And as a matter of fact, if you've been doing that, we want you to comment below in the area. We want to hear from you. What has your abiding relationship been like? You know, we want to hear from you. If you want to, you know, get it, go to iabide.org. People, it's an online, simple online class for you, course, that you can just learn how to basically just have a basic form of communication with God. That's what the Bible came out of, that aspect of it. So do that, and also share about your abiding experience in the community, because we like to hear, you know, what, you know, it's happening with you, what's God saying to you. But also, you can communicate with others when you start hearing what they're sharing to each other. Maybe it won't be just us responding to you, but others will respond as well. And the structure, this is it. Jesus, this is what Tommy Tenney said, right? That Jesus has this, you know, strange idea that church is about him. And church literally is the body of him, the body of Christ. And, you know, heaven is all about Jesus, you know. And so you want to begin to get in that understanding now. And what happened with, you know, Tommy Tenney, he writes about it in God's Chasers, is that the moment that God began to move in a particular church, somebody did get up behind the stage. They got up on the stage, got up behind the pulpit. And literally, the podium split in two.
Wow.
And the pastor was thrown back up against the wall. Truly, you know, God is a spirit. He's looking for those who worship him in spirit and truth. We're spirits that have bodies that possess souls. God is deeply in love with you, and it's his church. He's jealous for his church. And if you had some of those experiences, we want to be able to hear about that. We're going to go to break and come right back. But, John?
When we come back, we're going to be hearing from Rich Rivera as he talks about how the end of struggle is upon us, but he's also, God's going to be judging the system, and that's so important. And also that 2018 is new life for those who have been faithfully serving the Lord. So if you've been serving God, get ready, because 2018 is going to be a huge, huge blessing. In fact, they're going to overtake you.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world, that's joined us in other ways as well.
And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, Rich Vera.
Listen, yeah. The struggle is coming to an end.
Thank God.
It's coming to an end, and we're coming into a year of really just blessings of overtaking us. But Rich shares this word about the weather patterns and what really God is doing behind all of these hurricanes and all the stuff that's happening.
Well, I think it's so important too during this, where you're about to hear this word, is you've been feeling like giving up.
Yeah.
You're thinking your energies are gone, your emotions are shot, you're just like a balloon that's empty of air. We've come to the end of ourselves, but realize God's about to begin, as we heard in an earlier program with Chuck Pierce. But understand the struggle is coming to an end. So hear this word from Rich Vera.
What is God showing you about the number 18, 2018?
You know, 18 is so significant. 18 stands for bondage and judgment. But on the Hebrew, the number 18 is for life and new life. Now, this is a funny thing. Number nine means completion, finality, if you look it up. Now, there's two nines on 18, of course. God is bringing us in this year to the finality, to the end of the struggle and the system that has kept us bound. And on 2018, God is judging not people now. God is judging the system that has corrupted society. The church is going to begin in the church, America. And that's what we see all this crazy thing going on. And also in 18, we are beginning a new life for those that have been faithfully waiting in the promises of God.
What's amazing, before we came back on the air, Rich said, they're touching all the things I wanted to touch. You know what that's called? Confirmation in the voice of two or more witnesses. Let every word be established by God. Rich, tell me about the fires in California, the weather things that are going on. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I was in Argentina when the floods came on Houston, and the Lord woke me up in a vision. And the Lord says, do you know why this is happening in America? And I said, no. The Lord says, the waters are for cleansing. And the Lord says, I'm answering the prayers of the saints of old and the saints of now that have been praying for change and for cleansing in their cities. And if you notice in Puerto Rico, literally the whole island was destroyed. But God was dealing with the principalities and the powers that have been corrupting those cities. And the water that came in, even though it destroyed the natural, it was cleansing the atmosphere for the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit to be released in this season over the areas that were affected by the waters. Now, if you notice...
Are you saying Puerto Rico is going to have a move of God's
Puerto Spirit? Rico is about to be restructured by God, and it's about to experience a reawakening of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is going to judge the spirit of religion on that island and bring the life of the Spirit back to Puerto Rico, and it's going to impact the region of the Caribbean. So if you notice the fires, you know, the floods happen on the East Coast, Houston, right, and happen in Puerto Rico, and the fires happen on the West. Now, the Lord spoke to me, and I prophesied this a few months ago in my church, and the Lord says the fires symbolize judgment. And the Lord says, I'm judging the system that is corrupting society in the nations of the world. And the Lord says, everything that comes from Hollywood, from California, impacts the nations of the world. Right. Whatever we watch on television, people in Africa, they want to be like the Americans they watch on television. People in Argentina, they all want to be like what they see on television. And literally, from that state, it has corrupt the morality of the nations of the world. And the Lord was telling me, I'm judging the spirit. There is a strong stronghold in California that affects the rest of the world. And the Lord says, I'm judging the system. And then when God is done judging the system and removing those that have been used of the enemy to allow the corruption to continue, God says, I'm going to strengthen my church. And God was going to empower the church on the West Coast. I saw the church on the West Coast as a feeble man that could not even move or get out of bed. And the Lord says, that's the condition of the church on the West Coast. And God says, after this great cleansing, God says he's going to empower the church to go back to the days of Amy Semple McPherson, where this lady by herself impacted the whole state and souls were saved. And whether anybody liked it or not, she had an incredible impact with the gospel on that state.
You know what's so amazing? Her background, you would say, how could God ever use her?
Right.
I mean, divorced, a couple of children.
And a woman preacher in those days.
But that's true.
And that's coming back in this generation. And I want to prophesy to the church on the West Coast, this is the season to rise up and to let the spirit of fear be put aside. God is going to anoint you with the ability to speak the gospel with boldness. And God wants to bring back the conviction of the spirit. And God wants you to know that you'll be protected. If you speak the gospel, signs and wonders will follow you. And you will not be destroyed by the enemy in this season.
And you will not be destroyed by the enemy in this season.
Wow.
It's really time to be confident and just to say what God says, to get rid of the doubt, the unbelief, looking at your past, and your past could be an hour ago, because if God has forgiven you, he's delivered you, is to have confidence in that. The only reason we're protected is God protects us. Mm. And if he's protecting you now, he's not protecting you because you're hiding out. He's protecting you. And when he's calling us to go into the harvest and begin to go in these mountains, and you're looking at the entertainment mountain.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that at VFNKB, at VFNKB.com, the entertainment mountain of culture that has a huge impact. He's saying people see that and they want to imitate that. And he's talking about the struggle that God's going to bring judgment on the systems that's caused you to struggle. And they're literally, you know, culture, when you think about the business mountain, you think about all the different rules and regulations that are being canceled. Mm. You talk about in finance, what's been happening there. Now the stock market's going up and, you know, financial rain is happening, gold rain's happening over the states. You think about family and how that's being honored.
Well,
again,
in government, the swamp is being drained. I mean, these are systems. These are entrenched systems that need to be dealt with.
Yes. And then the church religion mountain is being dealt with. I mean, all over the place. I mean, look what God's doing. And it's shifting everything. Don't be terrified. Be excited.
Yeah.
Because these are things that held you down, that held the whole world down. And you know, as Dutch Sheets prophesied, that these giants that have been there since the founding of the earth are going to begin to fall. And people are going to get free, because it's literally demonic things that were holding them back from the knowledge of the truth. And the West Coast was never truly impacted from the gospel. The church really never went out there and did the way they did on the East Coast. And so we've suffered because of that. But the church is going to come alive. Rich is talking about
strong.
Strong. I know we got to go break. Listen, before we go, I want to ask this question to you. This is our question for you. How does this excite you when you hear about, you know, the Hollywood's going to be changing? We're watching, you know, the Globe Awards and these different, they just go to nothing. The ratings are dropping. The anchors are falling off of the broadcast, and nobody, the things that had high priority in our life doesn't, in regards to media.
Sure.
It's lost its potency. It's almost like just an irritating thing or something. So we're watching, it's happening. God is doing that. So I want to comment below, share with us, communicate with us, and let's begin to talk about it in our community. You know, let's be encouraging. Let's not be discouraging, because this is exciting. That means many people are going to be positively impacted.
Shift is coming. Listen, we get right back from this break. Rich Vera is going to talk about how God is going to judge sports and how he's going to bring down the humble. There's a shakeup coming, but it's going to be God's doing. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now, with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all, to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John here. This is so exciting.
Yes, you know, Greg, right before we went to break, I said that God's bringing down the humble. That was a mistake. Obviously, if you're humble,
you're already down. Right.
But what he's going to do is bring down the prideful, in particular those who had a voice in sports but didn't speak up for God. I mean, God's going to just deal with that.
We've been watching. It's been crazy because, you know, it's the National Football League, and it's like people take, you know, in a good way, pride in the fact that our country and what God's done for our country. And we'll be talking about that in just a moment, as a matter of fact, about how, you know, the flag does mean, it's not the flag itself, but what it represents, you know. And it's not the cross itself, but what the cross represents.
Right.
And God is the one that's empowered this country to exist. But we're watching people use our nation, literally kneel on our nation and what our nation represents, and on the flag, just to be able to push something that may be a legitimate thing. That's not what you do. You don't choke your country out to be able to do that.
And the cost to have the nation, the price that has been paid and is still being paid every day.
Now watch what God's going to do now. Because that was done, God is going to begin to deal with the NFL, and God's going to begin to deal with sports. Take a look.
Tell me about, you talk about the judgment in sports and other areas.
Part of this cleansing is going to touch, as the prophets mentioned before, different areas of society in America. And I saw in the sport industry, in the different categories, that God was going to humble the proud, especially those that claim themselves to be believers and they have forgotten the God that prospered them. And the Lord told me many of them were going to be humbled to a place that they will lose everything so they can gain back their walk with Jesus. And also God is going to raise up those with a voice to proclaim the message of the gospel in the name of Jesus with no shame, in spite of the possibility of losing financial. So there's going to be a shakeup to humble them and to realize that it was God the one that made them great, not the NFL, the NBA, or anybody else.
Listen, this is so important. We saw these things happening. We saw our president going, listen, let's don't hurt this particular franchise, what it means. It represents the country, the military, these different things. And there's a lot of wonderful Christian athletes in all different fields, including football. And I think about quite a few of them. But they're almost, we're getting pulled into this big wave. And now God's going to deal with that. And John Paul Jackson talked about that, you know, what happened to the stadiums. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking like it'll never be again what it was. That's what they were talking about. But it's okay. He says he's doing that. He's going to take away all the money because he wants to remind you it's you that he loves. It's you that he cares about. And you'll remember it was about you. It wasn't about wealth and that type of thing. It's just a handful of folks that are playing these sports that are getting paid, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, why most Americans are getting, you know, so much an hour.
That's right.
But understand this. I want you to let us know in the comment area below or email us, communicate with us. We want to hear what your thoughts are on that. We don't want to be critical. We don't want to point people out, that type of thing. But, you know, this is encouraging. We want to encourage these players, you know, understand that they that God has a plan and that it might not have been that, but it's this. And many of them know that already.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, let's go to that word right now.
You also heard there's going to be a reversal of the sexual revolution.
Yes. And I saw, you know, part of this is all connected to the, to what's been happening with the fires, what's happening with the cleansing in America. And I saw that God was pushing back. This is because of the prayers. And I want to encourage every intercessor, your prayers are working in America. You know, and God was going to push back that I saw the sexual perversion that wanted to take over not only society, but also the church. And God was going to push it back in this season and allow the voice of purity to rise up again. And it's going to begin with the woman in America.
Now, you talked about there's going to be a fresh wind, very briefly, starting at the White House. What did God show you?
You know, like once again, what the prophets prophesied, God is going to clean from the highest house in the nation to the lowest house in the nation. There is going to be a wind of change, a wind of cleansing, and there's going to be a wind of fire, because the Holy Spirit's fire is going to be released in the White House, that there will be signs and wonders that will take place inside the White House. And I saw the prophets going inside the White House and prophesying the word of the Lord, prophesying what God is saying, not what they want to hear. And I saw because of that prosperity hidden and literally a divine mantle of protection being released over the president and over America, where the enemies of America were going to be literally pushed back in this season because of the prayer of the saints and the prophetic that's going to go right into the White House.
This is so exciting. Maybe you've been one of the ones that have prayed for so long, and all of a sudden you begin to think, like, are my prayers being heard? Mm. You know, we have a prayer community that's been meeting since, I guess, 2008.
10 years.
In 10 years, praying for 24 hours on Mondays, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a VFN prayer and fasting community. Thank God for everybody that's prayed in that and those that have prayed in our community. And we literally listed these prayers that you're seeing answered now. But there was times you're thinking, I'm asking you, God, but I don't see anything happening. Well, it's happening. We're beginning to see it happen. And we have to remember that God loves mankind, so we have to love everybody and tell them about the love of God and that. But things are shifting. Our identity is in Christ, not in all these other things.
That's right.
That people are telling us to have our identity. And I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for each and every one right now that's watching in our community, God. We just pray a blessing over them. We thank you, Father God, right now where they may have been struggling and seeing these things, maybe struggling with their own sexual identity, God, but they're wondering what to do. And you're showing them, Lord God, that they can just go back to what you established, Lord God, and everything's going to be healed and renewed, Father God. And I just pray a blessing, Father God, over them right now. We thank you for the watchmen that you're putting over the White House, Father God, and protection over our president. Father God, that you're sending prophets that are going to speak truth. Not just flattery, but truth in the White House, Father God, and that you're shifting, God. And Lord, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.